This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe that it's almost the end of March. Here we are on Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. And Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour from good old London, England, with a lot of big breaking news, obviously, that he's always covering. We've seen an attempt the last 9 days to drive down the Dow Jones Industrial Averages, the S&P, and more. That began to fail today with the Dow going up 49, S&P also going up. But the globalists admit, that's the big corporate media and the big banks, that they are trying to drive down this recovery and trying to drive down the recovery happening in the United Kingdom, because that will, quote, teach us to not try to be sovereign. That should make every American get behind Trump. Now, Pat Buchanan's written a powerful editorial piece that we have up on Infowars.com, asking the question, did the Freedom Caucus in the House pull the Republican Party back from the edge of a cliff committing suicide? And I think it did. I mean, I think Trump was wrong to let Paul Ryan bring out this bill. Yes, better than Obamacare, but still not what the American people want. And yes, sorry, not everybody gets covered for health care. You can go to the emergency room. You can get any surgery you need. The big lie in the media is that you can't. The illegal aliens come here knowing they can get free health care. They don't get turned away. But they've got lobbies and unions that know how to demand it. Only Americans, whether you be white, black, Hispanic, doesn't matter, are so lied to by the media that you don't even know that most hospitals are, quote, charity hospitals and are supposed to give you the coverage. There shouldn't be a child in this country that's got cancer that shouldn't get it all covered. But everybody's out there not knowing that they need to get money. It's just the people perish for lack of knowledge. But under Obamacare's full implementation, you'll no longer have charity care, basically. Amazing. To watch Chuckie Schumer sit there and say that Congressman Nunes, the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, should recuse himself because no one ever sits on intelligence committees or others and makes decisions that affect their own party. What? We saw Loretta Lynch on the airplane with Bill Clinton during a criminal investigation. Now, that was serious. What do you think the House Intelligence Committee head does? They go and they talk to the president. They're supposed to brief the president. That's what goes on. And Trey Gowdy's response was perfect. It was the same as mine. I didn't know he'd said it, but as I said yesterday when I called into the show, and David Knight did a great job hosting, was, if the Intelligence Committee chairman can't talk to the president, nobody can. But it's like, ooh, oh my gosh. See, the president has said he's not going to leak intelligence information. So he can't come out and say, I'm the president. I can see how they had a wiretap basically up my rear end. They were intercepting everything he was doing as a candidate, as president-elect, and now as president. And we got the NSA information that's been in federal court for years. Of the specifics of Trump Tower being surveilled the first year Obama got in office, because they knew Donald Trump was a major contender and the top TV star on television at that point already 6-7 years running. Donald Trump is the highest rated TV star in U.S. history. If you don't think the highest rated TV stars being tapped by the NSA, you're a moron. Guess who else is being tapped or intercepted, tracked? Alex Jones. And they had my private cell number, my private office, everything that nobody else has. Oh, and guess who else? Michael Savage. Michael Savage. You're thinking, well, why weren't they tapping Matt Drudge? Because he doesn't have a cell phone. Smart guy. He knows privacy is your most important commodity. I guess I'm too lazy to protect my privacy. I really should, because I preach all day. Hey, just because you have nothing to hide doesn't mean they won't use it to hurt you or set you up. And then I'm the one that they're busy out there trying to set up. I mean, I'm a Russian agent, they claim. They've got the Democrats coming after me on every front. I mean, you've seen the headlines. You read the papers. I'm public enemy number two after the big guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, or beholden to scum, Russian scum!
Listen, please listen. If you don't, if you won't, you fail to understand, and the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God. Lock the door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! Please, your necks are in danger. Please, listen to me. It's something terrible. Please, your necks are in danger. They're already here. Help, your necks. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows.
Sleep. Elizabeth, wake up. That's you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Rob, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
The land of the walking dead.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, the 28th day of March, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We have incredibly important news on the economic front that we're going to be breaking down. We have big news, obviously, on the Supreme Court nominee and where that fight's coming with Democrats delaying the vote, something that the Republicans didn't do on their Supreme Court nominees. We are also going to get into the latest move to try to get Intelligence Committee Chairman Nunes to recuse himself, because how dare he talk to the president about intelligence when you're supposed to. We're going to get into some Second Amendment news unfolding around the country as well. But first off, there is this new hoax being pushed by the controlled corporate media, the discredited corporate media, who have a 7% approval rating in Gallup. But they're still able to unify their fraud and put out some hoaxes, like saying Trump wasn't being spied on by Obama when Obama was bragging in the news. They had the intercepts when he wasn't even out of office yet. Well, their newest one is Trump's first move, less than 70 days into office, was to repeal Obamacare, and he failed when it took Obama more than 2 years to pass Obamacare. And, oh, Obamacare is called Obamacare, not Trump care. And listen, I know you as an audience know that, but when you sit back and look at the branding, it hit me like a ton of bricks over the weekend that they are so bold to be breathlessly on every cable network, including Fox, that is becoming rapidly anti-Trump, anti-America, because it's globalist own. Rupert Murdoch's a Democrat. I mean, let's just be honest about it. They are frothing, saying, oh, the big deal maker, he's a failure, he's a nobody, on and on and on, because he didn't get this through. And now they've got Republicans like Paul Ryan, who's a total Judas goat, who lost on purpose, who brought something forward bad on purpose. Pat Buchanan's written an article about it. He's dead on. They have the nerve to then sit there and say that Trump's a failure when all he's done is deliver on his promises. Do I need to list those again? The Trump recovery, the $3 trillion in the stock market, the $300 billion in new jobs announced with all the foreign factories from Hasbro to Ford to you name it, announcing they're coming back. Hundreds and hundreds of companies building a wall. Mexico has a wall. You turn on the news, it's like the evil, the horribleness. Our country just isn't open to anybody that wants to come here. And then you've got all these Mexican bishops saying it is an act of treason against Mexico to build a wall. If you're Mexican in America, saying we're Mexico, we're taking over, which is just crazy. You think Mexico would put up with that from Guatemala? Then there's these arguments about Guadalupe Hidalgo and the treaty. I know the whole history. Mexico, Russia had California for a while, claimed parts of California. Does that mean Russia gets it? There's been six flags over Texas. Everybody fought over it. Mexico only had a claim for, what, a decade? Mexicans who helped build Trump wall, traitors, top archdiocese says. The point is that the globalists have taught Western nations to not be tribal, to not be nationalist, to not be race-based. And that fits into the Christian cosmology, so it's worked here, nowhere else. Nowhere else are people not completely nationalistic and racist, but in the West. I mean, go to other countries, go to Africa, go to Latin America. Find out for yourself. People look just the same in Venezuela, border another country. They'll go to soccer games and kill each other all day long. That's what humans do. Christianity's tried to stop this, and it's being used against us. Because you can go to African areas that are Christian, high productivity, everybody getting along comparatively. You go to European areas, getting along if they're Christian. You go to anywhere where there's Christian majority, prosperity, getting along, and you can have multiracial unity. You go anywhere else, it doesn't exist. And that's what's so crazy about saying everything's racist. There's a Tucker Carlson clip. Liberals have no answer when asked why enforcing immigration laws is racist. Everybody else has them. We have some of the most open laws in the country, and we're being exploited. And then people are frothing in race-based garbage that they've been programmed by. We have the WikiLeaks with the Democratic Party heads saying, let's use racial politics, let's accelerate culture war. They're the racists, not even the idiots that are involved in the racism on the ground, whether it's some La Raza person or some idiot KKK person. It's all the same propaganda, just from a different perspective. But I digress. I want to get to the really big news here in a moment. But here is the Mexican contractor, who's an American, by the way, on why he wants to be part of building the wall. Here it is.
Michael Evangelista Yisasaga is a lawyer turned titan of the Texas construction industry. And for him, building this wall isn't about what you might think.
You're Hispanic. 80% of your workers are Hispanic. Was it difficult to approach this project?
It was. We had to do a lot of soul searching. But this is a hot button issue. People are very adamant on one side or the other. There's really hardly anyone in the middle. The whole reason that we decided to do this project is because of the concerns that we had where other companies were proposing more lethal designs.
So you're talking about like the electrified fences, yeah, and the use of electricity.
Yeah, things like that. Very concerning for us as a company.
Michael has been an advocate for fixing the immigration policy for years. He's quick to point out undocumented immigrants commit less crimes than the rest of the population, and most are here to work. He thinks a wall could actually be a path to immigration reform.
Our hope is that by securing our borders, enforcing the laws on the books, we will finally have the appetite to pass new laws, comprehensive immigration reform, to bring these people out of the shadows.
So step one, build the wall. Step two, start talking about immigration.
Step one has to be securing our borders.
Because you're not a country and can't dictate who you are. But see, because illegals are fed on by other illegals that commit crime, there are so many studies, it'll make your head spin, that the claim that immigrants to the country have lower crime rates is just not true, ladies and gentlemen. If it's the people coming to be legal or coming illegally to work, statistically it's true, lower crime rates. But you add the people coming here as criminals to commit crimes, it's the happy hunting ground. And that's why you see people, you know, arrested 15 plus times, rape, arson, you name it, released, because there's this attitude, just let folks go, they're already basically undocumented. The system gives it a pass, and everybody knows that. But the point is that you can't have the big foundations and the universities brainwashing everybody that comes in to have the chip on their shoulder and to hate America and to hate white people. Until that brainwashing stops, you have to stop the massive flood, legal or illegal, because of the brainwashing. This is very simple. You look at Europe, where they won't even let you have on the news that a Muslim raped somebody, and then it turns out upwards of 80% are on welfare and are committing 80%+ of the rape, because it's the culture that if a woman's unattended and not wearing a hood over her head, you're allowed to rape her. And then if she goes and complains, she gets charged. That's a fact in almost every Muslim nation but Iran and more reform places like Jordan or Iraq before it got blown up. Rape got prosecuted in Iraq. In fact, they would execute you for it. But see, not anymore. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time here, but I'm going to be breaking all this down today because we don't have an identity as a nation of a Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, and Christianity. We don't have a state-run religion, but if we don't have the identity of what made us great, then we're just more dirt, and the globalists can come in and create their new political system. And what is that new political system? If someone has the name Lynch, they're asking them not to name buildings after donors that say Lynch. It's an Irish name. It has nothing to do with lynching. There was a Lynch case where a family hung their son because they thought he was corrupt. Hence the term lynching. And now they're saying you can't have that on license plates or other names that are offensive. And then soon it's like the new economy is find things that are offensive, let's ban those, and pretty soon there's no free speech left for anybody. It really is a cult. Meanwhile, if you're a Mexican, the number one thing facing you and your family is the Gardasil vaccine in Mexico. And, again, I didn't like Mexicans or humans for that matter, I would not be saying a word about it. But La Raza and Mecha will not say a single word about how every Mexican girl under their government's orders in the last 5 years is being hunted down and being forcibly given Gardasil shots that are absolutely linked from their testing to their rollout to infertility and to massive cancerous meltdowns of the ovaries and of the uterus. Folks, it is a cancer virus. 4,000 women die a year of human papillomavirus. And that's with jacked up numbers. Go look at the statistics for yourself. The number of deaths. But again, ladies and gentlemen, they're exploiting the third world population that they're targeting and hammering. But then they're also using those populations to come in and engage in economic warfare and siege. You take Chinese coming into the country, historically the most homogeneous group in the world, historically one of the most racist groups in the world towards outside groups. Chinese folks, hey, great, once they're Americanized, but you bring in the biggest immigrant group is now Chinese, and they brag, we're coming here to have our babies free. We are coming here to exploit this. We're coming here to get the free college, whatever. And it's just a joke what America has turned into. But you use the Christian guilt cosmology, and you use that on somebody. I don't care what color they are. They have a Christian background. They roll over to it. It's being manipulated. It's being exploited, and it's disgusting. All right, let's get into the big news before I break down the fact that, again, they're trying to demonize Trump. It hit me really hard this morning that how on earth is Obamacare Trump's fault? And how on earth, only 60-something days in, not being able to pass a repeal of it is a failure when it took them almost 3 years to pass it? The issue is, why was he supporting the Paul Ryan deal? That's the only issue I have with Trump. And if he does a couple more things like it, I'll start saying, wow, he's starting to go sideways here. But remember, we don't have Hillary Clinton in right now. And look at all the good Trump's doing. I've got a stack of news on that front as well, but we're going to open the phones up today and discuss this and debate this and get your view, your take on that. But first, let's get into the really important news. I don't sit up here on the broadcast and tell people, look, I was right about this. Look, I was right about that. So that people think, boy, I'm smart. I say it because MSM attacks 24/7 our credibility, saying we're fake news, saying we try to lie to you, saying that we make stuff up. And that's just not true. We make a lot less mistakes than MSM. They lie on purpose. When we make mistakes or go too far on something, we will retract it, and we'll retract it in a big announcement. We won't do it hidden, you know, in the back of some little correction section. We have that as well. But when I'm wrong, I want you to know why I was wrong, because my integrity is everything. But quite frankly, no one has trailblazed more than us in the last 22 years. No one has laid out the shape of the world to come like we have, because we were reading their white papers that weren't getting wide distribution, but were being read by the intelligentsia. The Pentagon, MIT, Ministry of Defense, major universities, major corporations, shareholder prospectuses, shareholder reports to shareholders from Google. People are asking now, wow, how did you know that they were going to roll out with cameras and microphones and built into TVs and computers? How did you know 18, 19 years ago? Well, they put out press releases to their shareholders. And then we had a shareholder send us that, and we contacted Google, and they said, yeah, that's our shareholder report. That's an internal report, but that's our report. They didn't post it on the internet. And so, you know, we wrote articles 14 years ago about that specifically. We had sources before. That was on local KXAN this weekend. Engineer shows how Google can watch and listen to you. Here on local TV in Austin. So see, that's just one example of how we say really wild things. But it's only wild because it's reality-based. Truth is stranger than fiction, and it only sounds crazy because you haven't been told about it yet. And I want to tell you about stuff before they get to the area when they slowly condition you. Like, I warned folks they were going to push an implantable microchip to buy and sell, not because I read it in the Bible, but because 20 years ago I saw major corporations getting Pentagon contracts and PR contracts under Bill Clinton and under George W. Bush to begin to brainwash the public to accept chips. And I saw MIT reports saying we're going to push the body modification movement to prepare people for cyborgs and for chips in the future sometime around 2020. I'm not against body modification. I'm saying they pushed that through popular culture, and people went out and did it thinking it was counterculture to prepare everyone to accept it. Now they come out on ABC News and everywhere else and say we're already putting, you know, brain chips in troops with PTSD. See, now it's passé. But I wanted to warn people before they rolled it out with their PR and their conditioning. That's one way to beat their brainwashing. Now, I made a big deal out of this yesterday when I called in, when I saw the story on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. And he was referencing an article out of The Atlantic, redrawing the rules of presidential succession. And they go on to say, with the new urgency at the 2016 election, we need to prepare to how to remove Trump using COG and have new elections and have an emergency unelected group interface with the new Congress and decide how that run. And it's called martial law, and you hear the usual suspects on TV pushing it, like Bill Maher and Rosie O'Donnell and Michael Moore. But in the internal annals of the government, they're preparing a breakaway group that believes they have plausible cover to do an armed assault on the president or to arrest him, but then he'll have a stroke during the arrest and won't be able to talk anymore. I'm not kidding. Like, Hosni Mubarak, they're going to drug him up. And again, I know all this because I've followed what they've done in other countries and here. And they tried this on Ronald Reagan as well. They had COG ready if he would have died, in 1981 when he got shot. Now, me saying this now, and you're a new listener, if you're, you know, you're kind of like, okay, yeah. Sounds interesting, Alex. I know I said it in November and December, but the crew was able to find two clips where I said it on January 13th. When I said it on January 18th, it was posted the next day to YouTube. And I know I've said it thousands of times. You've heard me probably 1,000 times at least go into this scenario. And some would say, oh, well, The Atlantic must be getting it from you. No. As I've said, The Atlantic gives communications to the Democratic Party and their operatives in the intelligence agencies. It's filled with intelligence operatives, Mossad, you name it. And I know that directly. I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, I know that directly from the spies that work for it. It's a multinational conglomerate. Now, and if they write some article making a joke about it, I'll just reveal one of the people. Okay, how's that sound? I'm done. The games are over now. Games are all over. Things are all over right now. And we've got a lot coming up on the pedophile roundup that's accelerating around the country as well, that I'm not going to allow them to brand as Pizzagate alone and then put poison pills into it to poison the well. Because we've got military and intelligence operatives and others that are moving against them right now. And we're going to have a whole new fresh start when we go after everybody. And it starts today. Oh, we're going on the offense. I love the statesman saying there's a retreat. There's a retreat specifically on areas where there's not evidence that is conclusive. Retreat is nowhere else. There's not a retreat on Hillary Clinton. There's not a retreat on Podesta. There's not a retreat on his brother in the Washington Post talking about, I like deviant art. I don't apologize for photos of naked teenagers with their butts paddled on the walls and all the rest of it. Oh, we don't retreat. We are going on the offense. Hillary. Now, people shouldn't take our tactical moves as anything but the preparation for massive D-Day invasion. So get ready. When we come back, I warned you of the COG plan that I don't just have off the top of my head. I don't want to sound too arrogant, but believe me, we have the sources. And we know what they're planning. They are now preparing armed assaults on the White House or a terror attack that they'll claim was carried out by terrorists against the president to decapitate 45th president and move against the rest of us. Stand by for more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Isn't it interesting? John McCain came out a few days ago and gave a big speech in Europe where he said, world government is in crisis. World government is collapsing, and the United States and Europe must do more, and that Europe needs to weigh in and keep America on track and basically bully Trump and the American people. Oh, and the communist Chinese, of course, and their president went to Davos and in their own newspapers said, we're working with Facebook and Microsoft and Google to help censor the American people. Then the Democratic Party Soros-funded Media Matters, funded by the Nazi collaborator George Soros, came out in two articles calling for us to be completely kicked off Google and for Google to not let us have any advertising on YouTube. We pointed out that AdRoll connected to them, that is kicked off, and I believe from sources that that was part of a Google move, but now I'm told it's not. And that's why you hear, oh, Google lets extremists go on and you know, Islamists and call for violence. And I told you they mean us. And now, sure enough, they say because we expose vaccines, they say it's a well-known hoax that vaccines ever hurt anybody. Now, that's part of one of the things they say we should be banned for. It's hateful to tell you that vaccines have bad reactions. It is a giant ongoing 50-year controversy in the military that the troops know they get really, really sick from the vaccines. I don't know anybody that's been in the military that hasn't gotten deathly ill from them because they give them so many. I know people whose children were given vaccines when they're in the military because they pressure them to give the kids the full regimen and they die. People in this building. My mother almost died from a vaccine. My uncle almost died from a tetanus vaccine. And by the way, they weren't anti-doctor people. My grandmother, who just died, got the polio from the polio vaccine. They told her that. She took the second strain shot. She'd already had two shots. Got it a week later. But they call it polio-like symptoms to get polio. Just search engine. Children get polio after polio vaccine, or children get polio-like symptoms. But when it happens today in India or Pakistan or areas of Africa, sometimes over 100,000 kids will get paralyzed when they do a big multi-million vaccination. And they'll go, oh, it was polio-like. Oh, but see, does it matter? Media matters can just say it's hateful and I made it up. There's no vaccine interactions. There's no problems. There's no side effects. But see, it's not side effects. It's social control. They've caught the UN all over the world adding sterilants to vaccines. In fact, let's just search into this for new viewers right now. Then I'm going to get back to the big story. Just search engine. Children die after receiving polio vaccine. Just click web. Or children get polio-like paralysis after vaccines. You'll get mainstream news all over the world. Tens of thousands per time it happens because they don't even hide it. The governments don't get IMF World Bank money if they don't vaccinate the population. So they just come in, force it, and now all over Africa, you name it. 100 years ago, the Africans would run up to the doctors wanting to see the white witch doctors. Now they run because they know. But you can find this for yourself anywhere. But these type of folks, they just call it hateful, disproven garbage. We have any luck finding that? I'm going to pull it up myself here. Get my old mouse in play here. And I am going to go to the old NSA interface. Going to go to the old Google. Oh, I got that in all caps. You know, I'm going to irritate. And then I'm going to come back and into my COG, but I'm going to go for there it is, CNN. What is the polio-like illness paralyzing U.S. children after they get the polio vaccine? Yeah, that happens after vaccines. They even admit it, but it's just, again, just accept it. And they're saying, why is it vaccinated kids? But I am going to go to Tate. Because I got a little OCD about having to have it when I know it's there. There's literally hundreds and 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 hundreds of hundreds on hundreds again of articles about the UN caught adding sterilants to tetanus shots and after children get vaccinated getting polio-like symptoms and becoming paralyzed. Headline, children paralyzed after polio vaccine. Or they've done like they've been doing lately, just pulling tens of thousands of articles now. I've also seen them going across the web, removing a lot of that. But let's go to a John Baum report right now. Let's go ahead and go to a report from John Baum. He's got a lot of them here. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Joseph Watson's new report. He pointed out that this is the new Sex Pistols and that the left is the establishment. Populism is the new punk rock. PJW is hosting in the fourth hour today. Here it is.
Remember when I said conservatism is the new counterculture and populism is the new punk? Remember how they all laughed at me?
Quake rat hippies in the Independent, he's red-pilling too many young people.
Well, here's the all-time number one icon of punk saying the same thing.
Where do I stand on Brexit? Well, here it goes. The working class have spoke, and I'm one of them, and I'm with them.
How do you like them apples?
The Donald.
As one journalist once said to me, is he the political sex pistol?
In a way,
what I dislike is the left-wing media in America are trying to smear the bloke as a racist, and that's completely not true. He terrifies politicians.
And
this is joy to behold.
Right, I mean, that very much is the Sex Pistols thing, anti-establishment. He
is the absolutely archetypal anti-establishment character.
Oh, someone inside our M25 safe space is red-pilling millions of viewers on live TV. What are we going to do? Quick, someone call him a racist. Someone censor him.
And isn't it ironic?
That
the same authoritarian attitude that led to the censorship of the Sex Pistols.
They were being offensive and blasphemous.
Has returned under the guise of progressivism. And where once the Sex Pistols, their fans, and that whole movement were labelled despicable threats to society because of their offensive words and non-conformist attitude.
I will do everything I can to prevent certain groups whom I do not propose to name on this programme from ever appearing in London again.
Now you do the same to us.
Censorship. Most banned, most hated, most vilified, most despised, and somewhat loved all at the same time. I wonder who I could be talking about.
Even down to the baseless Nazi accusations. And it's because you're terrified. Because deep down, you know, we are the new counterculture.
Yeah, but Kendrick Lamar just called Trump a chump, so nah.
Wow, how brave of him. How edgy. How avant-garde. That's really going to put his career at risk, isn't it? I mean, it's not like 99% of people in the music industry share his dumb opinion, is it? You control the music industry. You control Hollywood. You control Silicon Valley. You control the art world. You control comedy. You control popular culture. You are the mainstream. You are the establishment. And just like the Sex Pistols were censored back in the 70s.
Kicked off TV and radio, forced to gig under an alias. They even had to go to court to get their robust Anglo-Saxon into the shops. They were the all-time establishment irritants.
You're now trying to censor me for daring to have a different opinion. And you're terrified. You're even terrified of frigging PewDiePie. You're the new authoritarians. You're the new Puritans. You're the new censors. And Generation Z is rejecting you for it. Censorship is not cool. Rioting and attacking people for having a different point of view is not cool. Thought policing is not cool. You lost the monopoly on cool. That's why young people are resonating with our message. That's why 39% of young people in France support Marine Le Pen. Nearly double those who support Macron. That's why more young people identify as conservatives in the UK than Labour and Lib Dem combined. Joy Villa wore a Trump dress and the next day her album shot to number one on Amazon. I'm even red-pilling former Black Lives Matter leftists. Every other message I get is from someone in their teens or early 20s. Don't you get it yet? You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. We're the counterculture and your time is running out. We're gonna slay all your sacred cows, one by one. We're gonna trounce you in the culture war. We're gonna win the support of the working class because you've betrayed, lectured, and belittled them. The future of counterculture is conservative. Populism is the new punk.
Again, if you type into Google, children receive polio vaccine, become paralyzed, you will find articles on it, and you will find, we'll put it on screen for TV viewers, links to major studies in the United States and in the UK. This is from PubMed. An unusual case of vaccine-associated paralytic, and then it goes on, polio. Of course, it's not unusual. And they go on in this study to say the person had already been vaccinated, got vaccinated again with the polio vaccine, and got polio from the vaccine. They call it associated. Now, this is like saying the unusual case of someone drinking water, or the unusual case of someone having sight. You can pull up the articles all over India, all over Pakistan, where their doctors have spoke out against it. And you can see where they'll vaccinate a million people and 69,000 in one case die. Over 100,000 others were paralyzed. Oh, yeah. And you go to these countries, there's just kids in wheelchairs everywhere or crawling around on the ground. But we'll put the headline up of the medical blog that has the links to these studies. And then you go look at this and you remember Media Matters is telling you that there's no such thing as any of this, okay? My grandmother, a beautiful woman with two kids, got crippled. She wasn't even 30 years old when she got polio. She died at 92. And she was crippled till the day she died and in hellish pain. And her doctors told her the vaccine gave it to her. But it doesn't matter because David Brock says that's not how the world works. And so we need to have our funding further cut off. They said right there they want to shut down tortuous interference of the grand type. You got those earlier Media Matters memos about how they're going to infiltrate and destroy from within conservative and nationalist groups. Involved in private espionage, in my view. You can run on for a long time, but sooner or later, you're going to get in big trouble. Now, I want to get back into what I mentioned before. I kind of got sidetracked on the subject of vaccines. Because if you're a radio listener, I have a great crew of people in there. And when I talk about something, they search engine it just to show people watching that almost nothing I say isn't already out there and confirmed. There are tens of thousands of studies on asexual, bisexual, and hermaphroditic amphibian life. And how it's ruining the species in every industrialized world of frogs. And they just make a big joke. It's a big universal Alex Jones gay frogs joke. They don't care that their own kids are drinking this or all this is happening and it causes massive increases in cancer. Because, hell, 10,000 plus percentage point increases. By the way, I've been saying that for a decade. I looked it up. There are some pediatric cancers that are up 100,000, 200,000 because they didn't exist before. But on average, the numbers vary, but pediatric cancer is up way more than 10,000%. But I guess that's all just a big joke too, right? So when we come back from break, I'm going to play these clips. You know, I'm going to skip this break too. Hell, there might even be a show here soon, so why does it matter? And I'm going to get into the whole COG situation and the fact that they are trying to foment the background and the support in government to basically arrest and wipe out any Republicans that don't go along with the globalists. Claim they're all Russian agents and basically kill everybody. I mean, they've got their surrogates all calling for everybody's deaths. They're preparing the way. And I told you they'd soon come out and say COG, remove the president, have COG take over. That means an unelected group to reorganize the Congress and everything else. That's what's in the continuity of government plans. But there's some great PBS pieces on it from back in the 80s and 90s that we should probably do pieces on and reintroduce the COG plans that the neocons are the last ones that put it on the books. And Congress passed laws to hand over its authority during a COG emergency in case the president's killed or incapacitated. But they're going to say he's a foreign agent. And now they're saying exactly what I told you they'd say right before they move with armed force against the president. Kind of a big deal. It's like I just showed you a study about polio vaccine giving people polio. It's not funny. I'm going to do a whole nother special report on that with just dozens of mainstream articles and reports, and I'll show you all the deaths. We'll do that for the nightly news tonight. How's that sound? That's right. I've got Rob Due compiling it all for you. Since it's all funny to everybody. And again, children vaccinated get paralysis all over Africa, all over Asia, after they get the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. I mean, their foundation is specifically in the middle of the whole controversy. Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine controversy after paralysis. Try that search, folks. I can't even keep track of all the vaccine damage from the flu shots and the meningitis shots and all the rest of it. But, oh, just none of it exists. None of it exists. And there's no spying on Trump either. There's an article on Natural News. Bill Gates and the 47,500 cases of paralysis. And that's just one snapshot of a story that breaks it down. And if you scroll down, it's got links to some of the reports where it came out of India and Pakistan and other areas. It's amazing. And just scroll down. There's some links in the article. I remember a lot of times the links are at the bottom of those. There's one right there, immunization info. Keep scrolling down. They've got links. People, do your own research, and the studies are all in those links. Okay, let me now just take a moment here to pause. And let's just really look at the criminal energies we're facing and exactly what the globalists are doing. And do we have the will to admit we're under attack? Because that's why they're going after President Trump. That's why they're going after me and anybody else. And Congressman Nunes or Congressman or Senator Paul, who would dare come out and say we should start a war in the Balkans now with the Russians, in Montenegro. And McCain said, you are an agent of Putin. You work for him. Outrageous. But you're saying, well, they look like kooks. No, they're not. They're intending on running a COG operation and having martial law. And they're trying to get it lined up in the Pentagon and in the CIA right now. And I told you this when I knew it from my sources and my own resources and my own research. Because I've talked to my sources, and they're like, that's absolutely what's going on, is they're going through and trying to chronicle who will support this, who won't. And then after I've been talking about this for a month, the deputy head of the Defense Department, outgoing under Obama, comes out, and they are canvassing the Pentagon for a violent overthrow of the president. And they've got articles everywhere, ways to get rid of the president. And they admitted in Foreign Affairs and all these other big globalist publications, the Washington Post. And we just sit here debating whether or not he got rid of health care quick enough. Our champion, I'm surprised. Here's the epiphany I had this morning. I'm surprised he can get anything done. I'm surprised he didn't waffle or back off more. I'm surprised at all of this, and I'm surprised at some people out there who've been in the liberty fight for a long time who are such babies that they don't even realize what Trump's up against and what he's under right now. But you know what? Being in the crosshairs like I am, that'll get you focused real good, real hard. Because you can make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest moment we're in right now for our country. Our enemies would openly try to destroy our economy and brag they're doing it to block Trump. They would openly try to destroy your prosperity and your children's prosperity and admit they're trying to kill the stock market and bankrupt this nation because they've been trying to wreck it the whole time while they got ultra-rich sucking off of it. But we were getting down to the final slaughter the hog point. And Trump and others said, no, you're not. And they're so pissed they can't completely have their way with this country. They sit back and laugh as the national debate is tranny bathrooms. We're discussing where we go pee-pee, where we go poo-poo, instead of the communist Chinese activating their population worldwide. In this is on Infowars.com. The communist Chinese have activated riot gangs inside France to test their colonization of the country. They've said they'll do this here. Erdogan of Turkey admits he's activating the more than 6 million Turks that are in Europe to threaten to burn down cities if Europe doesn't capitulate to what he wants. We're already in Europe inches from Islamic rule via terrorism. That's not my opinion. That's from Erdogan. Then they had all these articles making fun of me, going, oh, Alex Jones has been made fun of. He talked about how Muslims in London said the Queen of England better leave or she'll get her, you know, thrown out of the country because CNN re-aired it last week. And they go, oh, that happened a few years ago. Alex is a kook. And then they make jokes about the Muslims taking over. These cucked beta males who enjoy, like, mass Stockholm syndrome, going to the most authoritarian systems and groveling to George Soros, groveling to Wahhabist Islam, as if it's going to be nice to them when they see you as pathetic slime. All right, before I go any further, you've seen the enemy announce they want to destroy us. You've seen them openly say they want to shut us down. We have products that everyone needs. And we're running a big special super combo. Get Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and BioTrue Selenium that's so incredible. That's been out of stock for a while. For 30% off at the InfoWarsStore.com when you get them together for a limited time. BioTrue Selenium is from the mustard seed. It is super powerful. It is absolutely needed in electrochemical activity in the body. You will die without selenium. You will die without good iodine. It's the good halogen, fluoride and bromine and bromide and all the rest of it's the bad ones that just clog our adrenals, clog our hormones, clog our whole systems. And X2 for me just has been the total game changer. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. These two formulas are the perfect super combo for supporting a healthy thyroid and supercharging your health. Selenium helps support the immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, and eyesight. True iodine, that most stuff's bound, helps support healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolic system, and much more. Even the CDC states that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. Yeah, a lot of the low IQs in the Middle East and China and places aren't genetic. It's because of low iodine. Then you have inbreeding going on, obviously, in the Middle East, and that gives the nightmare results we've seen. Help fund InfoWars in the fight against the globalists and get great products that really are life-changing. Get Survival Shield X2 Iodine today and BioTrue Selenium for 30% off, both individually or together at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, we're going to sell out by tomorrow on our fluoride-free, made in America, with iodine and colloidal silver toothpaste, Super Blue, that my dad, a dentist and oral surgeon, has designed and created. Got the mouthwash and more coming soon, and a children should be in soon. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also have the all-new Victory 2 Series Minutemen Edition, 80% lowers, now available. We sold out all the Donald Trump ones, and this time we're only making 500 of these, not 1,000. Also, I got to tell you, nanotech space-age body armor that fits like a glove on your body is amazing. Got backpack inserts as well. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Find out about that as well. But whatever you do, support the broadcast. Now, let me just stop right there. I tend to not yell and scream as much as I used to on air in the past. But I have seen literally hundreds of articles and reports where they know that the polio vaccine, the type they're giving in third world countries on purpose, is a soft kill and causes paralysis, brain damage, nerve damage, you name it, these children. That's just one area of vaccines. And when I start thinking about so-called media outlets funded by George Soros running around saying I'm a liar and need to be shut up and need to be taken off the air and need to be blocked because I'm exposing vaccines that anybody can get a vaccine insert and reap yourself, it makes me mad for the children. It makes me mad at myself that I'm not strong enough, that I don't work hard enough, that I don't fight these people enough. But I know I'm fighting as hard as I can, so thank you all for your support. But if I seem frustrated with the crew, it's not that. I just am frustrated with the globalists and how crazy this is and just how real it is. And I just hope and pray that everybody financially support us and sign up for AutoShip. It's a great way to continue to support us. I know we all forget to tithe to the truth. You get an additional 10% off when you sign up for something like toothpaste you need or colloidal silver or the X2 or Supermel or our prostate formula or our sleep aid knockout. You don't just get the big specials that are going on. You get an additional 10% off on the order you're making at the time. You can cancel anytime, 15, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever you want to do it. InfoWarsLife.com. But doing that, it'll continue to fund us regardless, and we need that support because I don't want to just stay at one size. And the face of the enemy, I want to go on the offense so bad. I just need you to unchain me with your prayers and your financial support and spreading our links. I'm a swim upstream, and I'm going to get those globalists around the throat. We are so close to bringing them down, and they know it. And we're facing their full cornered wrath now. So pray for us because we're all in this together.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile.